Spanish with Michelle Thomas. Copyright 2000. In the content, Michelle Thomas. In the recording, Hodder and Stoughton. Recording 1.
You're just about to experience a new and different approach to learning and to language learning that will give you the practical and functional use within 10 to 12 hours of learning time. All this is achieved and will be achieved without memorizing, which means there's never anything to memorize without learning by rote, without drill, without textbooks, without taking notes, and without homework, without any mental homework. That is very important for you to be relaxed, to take off, to leave off any form of tension, any form of anxiety that is usually associated with learning and traditionally also particularly with language learning. And any form of anxiety, any form of tension inhibits true and effective learning. Before starting, there are two ground rules that are very important. The first ground rule is for you never to worry about remembering, and therefore never to try to remember, because this is a method where the responsibility for your remembering is in the teaching and not with you, not with the learner. And this is a method where the responsibility for attention is in the teaching and not with the learner. Therefore, there's no homework, not even any mental homework. It's very important not to review even mentally of what you've learned. Let it be absorbed and internalized to become knowledge. And what you know, you will not forget. Now come to ground rule number 2, that is very important too. That ground rule is that in the course, I'm using 2 students as a teaching device in order to create a learning situation for 3. You become the 3rd in the group. And very quickly, you will associate with the 2 on the tapes. You will become part of it. And it's very important, therefore, that after I introduce a concept, I will follow up in a practical way and show you how to formulate and to express thoughts in sentences. First, those will be short sentences, then more and more complex and longer sentences. And whenever I say, how do you say it? At that point, it's very important, I repeat, very important for you to use a pause button on the machine, which gives you time to think it out, to think it through, and to respond out loud. After you respond, you release the pause button, you will then get the response from one of the 2 students, and after that, I will repeat it so that the last impression is always what you get from me. And this is how you will experience a constant sense of progression, a constant sense of learning that you will find exciting, stimulating, and self-rewarding. This course will give you standard Spanish, the standard Spanish language. There's a slight difference in pronunciation with so-called Castilian Spanish in the pronunciation in parts of Spain, where the C in front of an E or I is pronounced like a TH in English, like in Barcelona. Well, that's how you will pronounce it in Castilian Spanish and parts of Spain, but everywhere else it will be pronounced Barcelona, like an S. So again, the C before E and I, and also the Z or the Z, which is pronounced like a TH. If you want to say you are right in Spanish, you say you have reason. The word for reason, spelled R-A-Z or Z-O-N, in Castilian Spanish will be pronounced razón, otherwise razón. So it's a very, very slight pronunciation difference. So in Spanish, you are right, you will say tiene or tienes razón in Castilian Spanish, but otherwise tienes razón. With heart, heart is corazón, C-O-R-A-Z or Z-O-N. In Castilian Spanish, corazón, otherwise corazón. This is the only slight difference. I do point it out in the beginning of the course.